Wisden.com test match cricket from Abu Dhabi on evening two, stumps two, a shocking day for Australia. Brought to you by Specsavers, the test experts, and Proatar, the new coaching app that connects you with the biggest names in cricket. I'm Adam Collins. I've got Jeff Lemon to my side as ever. Jeff, Australia bundled out for 145 after resuming at 20 for 2. It was largely the work of Mohammed Abbas, but again, the soft, if you like, Australian underbelly exposed once more.
Was it soft? Was it brittle? It was one or the other. Maybe it was both.
I think underbellies are soft traditionally. We'll go with that.
So maybe a sort of pork belly situation where there's like a crackling sort of rind situation that's quite brittle, but also a softness. Quite delicious, not delicious for Australia. They've had most of the days in this test series they've been competitive, and they've had two probably really bad sessions where they've lost a clump of wickets in the first test and now in the second. And when you do that, you basically surrender all initiative in the match. They lost 8 for 125 on day two.
Yeah, and 5 for 71 in that first session, which all but assured Pakistan of a giant first innings lead. It was confirmed after the lunch break when they lost their last three wickets. Aaron Finch top scored on 39. He looked more or less set, but really nobody else did. There were edges behind early on. Sean Marsh, then Travis Head, both caught in the cordon. Mitchell Marsh caught behind as well, rather caught at slip. A very good take from Asad Shafiq from the bowling of Yasir Shah. But let's go with Mohammed Abbas to begin with, Jeff. Five wickets here. He's taken 54 wickets in 9.5 test matches. It's hard to imagine that someone could do what he does better than what he does.
Yeah, and he does it all at about 79 to 81 miles an hour if you're in England, or, you know, 130 k's if you're in Australia. So far from express. But he's so accurate, and he had a little bit of assistance from this wicket, just that tiny bit of grass covering. So he was able to seam it a bit, as opposed to Dubai, where it seamed for maybe 5 or 6 overs. He was still able to get some movement, and just a couple of Australians going at it with hard hands, edging to the slip cordon.
The Marsh brothers, Jeff, they came into this test match without a particularly flattering record, and that's not been enhanced at all today, especially in the case of Sean Marsh, who didn't have a particularly good tour of South Africa either.
Well, could have been out on naught, nearly chopped on naught inside edge, and then nicked off for 3. So if you look across their last 5 test matches, Sean Marsh is averaging 9, Mitchell Marsh is averaging 11.
Yeah, that kind of says it all, doesn't it? Aaron Finch tried to remain upbeat when he spoke to you at stumps, Jeff, but it was fairly clear.
Well, I wouldn't even go that far. He was pretty deflated, Aaron Finch. He'd had a tough day, and he was hard on himself as ever for making a start.
as for the hosts, when they got the opportunity to come out and bat again and build that lead, they did it with real purpose. They were going at just about a runner ball for the first 10 overs. Thacker Zaman, out for 94 in his first test innings, was only removed for 66 the second time around, at just about a runner ball again on the basis of a freakish Nathan Lyon return catch after tea. But Thacker Zaman already looks at this top level, test match level, where he really wanted to play. We spoke to him earlier in the year and he spoke about how desperate he was to play test cricket for Pakistan, and he's grasped that opportunity with both hands in his first time of asking.
Twin 50s on debut, no Pakistani batsman has ever done that before. He probably would have been happier to get 160 in one innings and naught in the other, but 94 and 66, he'll take that given some of the alternatives that could have come his way. But he was dynamic again, exciting batsman. And yeah, Nathan Lyon took the catch with his eyes off the ball, basically trying to protect his face as the ball was smashed back at him, but somehow held on to it.
It was a funny old session before tea on the basis that Mitchell Stark lined up at first slip. We were told after play by Aaron Finch that was on the basis of managing the fast bowler's fitness level. So it sounds as though he's really done it tough over here in the UAE over the last couple of weeks. But pretty much everything they threw at Pakistan didn't work either side of tea. They did bowl well after tea, but the horse had well and truly bolted on day two.
Yeah, Lyon especially. Look, he could, maybe should have had Haris Sohail for a first ball duck. Haris Sohail should have had a king pair. He made a first bowler in the first innings here too. Outside edge into Tim Payne's thigh pad that lobbed over first slip. So pretty unlucky that it wasn't taken by either the keeper or the slip. But Sohail was able to stay in and bat through to stumps with Azhar Ali.
You caught up with Thacker Zaman at stumps. Here's that conversation. Jeff, I was really happy to see Azhar Ali make a half century in the second dig. Twin tons here in the corresponding fixture 4 years ago, but he's averaged 15 in 2018. It took him a while to get going, but he's on 54 overnight and he'd relish the opportunity to push forward to three figures tomorrow.
Well, he will. He's not necessarily in the greatest touch of his career, is he? He's battled to this half century. It hasn't looked convincing, so I wouldn't necessarily expect that he's going to go on to 100. But he's been able to grind out some valuable time in the middle after a couple of pretty patchy-looking innings, holed out in Dubai in an uncharacteristic fashion, trying to smash over mid-off, got worked over by Peter Siddle in the first innings here. But he's still there, and that's all you can do, and sometimes form can turn and rhythm can turn quickly, and maybe it'll happen happen overnight.
After Australia's first uncompetitive day in the series, they trail by 281 runs. There's really no silver lining there, short of them taking the final 8 wickets for, I don't know, 50 or 60 tomorrow, which seems unlikely. We're probably staring down the barrel of a four-day test, Jeff.
Well, almost the best thing they could do is slow the scoring rate to one and over and see if they could drag Pakistan to bat into a fourth day and, and then see if they could repeat the miracle, just bat through a lazy five sessions to draw the test. But I think on this surface, there'll be it'll offer a lot more for the spinners later in the game. Nathan Lyon already getting some sharp turn on day two. So by day four, it should be well on its way.
A great day for the home side. They'll resume tomorrow with the score at 144 for two with Azhar Ali on 54, Harris Sohail on 17. Thanks for your company throughout the day on wisdom.com Test Match Cricket. For Specsavers, the test experts, and ProAtar, the new coaching app that connects you with the biggest names in cricket. It's Adam Collins and Jeff Lemon signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow.